الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والذين آمنوا أشد حبا لله سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. A human being has different organ in his body. Every organ has its own job, its own work. For example, eyes have to see. Ears have to listen. Brain has to think. The tongue has to speak. And the heart has to love. The assignment, the job of the heart is to love. That's why the heart of every person loves someone. No matter he can love creator or he can love the creation. But we cannot stay away without loving someone. Patthar se ho, khuda se ho, ya phir kisi se ho, aata nahi hai chain muhabbat kiye bagair. Every single person loves someone. So if we have to love someone, why we love the creation? Why not we should love the creator? Hazrat Maulana Rum Rahmatullah Alayh, he wrote at one place, Ishq ma murda na bashad paedar, that love with that one who can die is not perpetual, is not eternal. If you have to love someone, love the creator who will never die. Ishq ba murda na bashad paedar. Ishq ra ba hayyo ba kayyum dar. And it is a fact that anyone who will love the creation, one day he will have to separate. The lover and the beloved, they have to separate from each other. But anyone who will love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so a day will come that this person will be given chance to stay in paradise and to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his beloved. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he described in one of the hadith, أَحِبُّ اللَّهَ لِمَا يَغْزُوكُمْ مِنْ نِعَمِهِ, that you should love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because he gave you so many of bounties to eat, to enjoy. We eat and drink. We enjoy so many bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's the reason we should try to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he migrated from Makkah to Medina, in first khutbah he said, Ahibbullah bi kulli qulubikum, that you should love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the whole of your heart. Normally what happens? We love few things partially. In our heart, there is so many types of love. Love for this, love for that. But Rasulullah advised that no, you should love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the whole of your heart. Your whole heart should be filled with love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we are duty bound to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the whole of our heart. We should give our whole heart to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if there is some person whose heart is filled with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is a fortunate person. This is objective of our life, to increase more and more love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our heart. The more love will increase, the more high rank we will get in paradise. And this love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has its own enjoyment. The person who loves Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he does not care for anything else. Because the enjoyment of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so good that the person, he does not care for anything else. Do alam se karti hai begana dil ko, عجب چیز ہے لذت آشنائی. Now, if we want to get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so there are two ways. Number one, that we should sit down in the company of those who are the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because their hearts are just like a magnet. And if a mild steel piece is brought closer to a magnet, then the magnet is induced from the magnet to the steel part. And this steel part also becomes a magnet. So similarly, our heart is just like a mild steel thing, and we should bring our heart near the heart of the lover of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whose heart is a magnet. So then the magnetism of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will induce in our heart, and we will feel the effect of this love in our own heart. قریب جلتے ہوئے دل کے اپنا دل کر دے, یہ آگ لگتی نہیں ہے لگائی جاتی ہے. And the second way is that we should remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala excessively. That's why it has been mentioned in Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ ذِكْرًا كَثِيرًا. Or you who believe, you should remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala excessively, because excessive zikr of something produces the love of that thing in the heart. ذکر سے ذات کی محبت پیدا ہوتی ہے. جتنا زیادہ کسی چیز کا ذکر کریں گے اتنا اس کی محبت دل میں آئے گی. So we should try to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala excessively, so that our heart should be filled with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then it will not be difficult for us to make namaz, to recite Quran with full concentration. No, it will become very easy because we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at a mom. She loves her child. And due to this love, she is 24 hours a day busy in the khidmat of her son. Washing clothes, giving bath to the baby, feeding milk to the baby, playing with the baby, attending the baby. She is never tired. She is always available for the baby. Why? Because she loves her baby. That's why she is always available to serve the baby. Similarly, if we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we will love to recite our Quran. We will love to read namaz with full concentration. Sayyidina Usman Ghani radhiyallahu anhu, he used to say that if your hearts were not sick, spiritually, if your hearts were not sick, مَا شَبِئْتُم مِّن كَلَامِ رَبِّكُمْ, then you should have never felt that you have just recited the Holy Quran enough. You would love to recite more and more Holy Quran. So the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the strength to do more and more amal. A common person like me, he recites namaz because we will get lot of ajr on that. Or recite this ishraq, you will get reward of a hajj and umrah. Let us recite chasht, salatul zuha, we will get this reward. Salatul awabin, we will get this reward. So we recite, we pray because we are happy to get the reward on that. But those who are the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they recite, they pray because they love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So due to the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they pray more and more. Hazrat Majzoob rahmatullah alayhi wrote a beautiful verse. He said, bandagi se hame to matlab hai. بندگی سے ہمیں تو مطلب ہے, ہم ثواب و عذاب کیا جانے. بندگی سے ہمیں تو مطلب ہے, ہم ثواب و عذاب کیا جانے. کس میں کتنا ثواب ملتا ہے, عشق والے حساب کیا جانے. So those people who love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they don't take care of these things that I will get this reward and this reward. No, they love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that's why
they want to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they want to make namaz, they want to attend the good majalis, and they want to recite the Holy Quran. For example, if you love someone, you want to talk to your beloved one. Similarly, a person who recites the Holy Quran, basically he is talking with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It has been mentioned in hadith that when a qari recites Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answers this person, Hamadani Abdi, that this banda, he has praised me. So this is a conversation of a humble servant with his Lord, with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this namaz is just like as good as if we are going to see the beautiful face of our beloved one. Rasulullah advised, أَنْتَعْبُدَ اللَّهَ كَأَنَّكَ تَرَى, that you should worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as if you are looking at the beautiful face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you cannot get this feeling, then at least you should pray in such a way, such a feeling, as if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is looking at you. So this prayer is basically to see our beloved one. So for a lover, to recite the Holy Quran, to make the prayer, is not difficult at all. He enjoys it. That's why some person, he said near Sheikh Abdul Ahad Rahmatullah Alayh or Abdul Wahid Rahmatullah Alayh, that in paradise there will be no prayer. So he started crying. The Sheikh started crying. People asked him, Hazrat, why you are crying? He said, if there will be no prayer in paradise, then how we will be able to enjoy? Look how much enjoyment they used to get from the prayer, that he cried that if in paradise there will be no prayer, how we will be able to enjoy in paradise? Subhanallah. That's why those people who love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they try to make farz namaz, as well as they try to make more and more nafal namaz. They come in the masjid, they would love to make 2 rakat salatul tahiyatul masjid, 2 rakat tahiyatul wudu. Whenever they get chance, they want to pray. Sayyidina Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh, he prayed tahajjud right from Isha up to the waqt of Fajr. And it was the schedule for 40 years of his life. Throughout the night, he used to make tahajjud. And our ancestors, our mashayikh, they used to wait for the darkness of night. Like a bridegroom who waits for the night so that he should be able to spend time with his bride. Similarly, they used to wait for the darkness of the night so that they should be able to make namaz. They used to enjoy namaz so much. Sayyida Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala na, one full night she was reciting a verse of Holy Quran in tahajjud. وَبَدَالَهُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ مَا لَمْ يَكُونُوا يَحْتَسِبُونَ. So she kept on reciting the same ayah throughout the night and she enjoyed it. And this repetition of ayat in prayer, it gives them more enjoyment. Once I saw a child, he was chewing something. So after 5-10 minutes, I asked him, what is in your mouth? What are you chewing? He said, it is chewing gum. I said, what is this? He said, it is something new. And the more I chew it, the more I enjoy it. So I remembered then, oh, it's the same, that the mashayikh, they recite the verse of Quran again and again. And then every time they recite the verse of Quran, they enjoy it. It is the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the heart of a person that he loves to recite the Holy Quran. Like a very thirsty person, he comes from outside towards his home and tells his wife, give me something to drink. And the wife, she brings a very delicious drink to him. So this person, he gets this cold, delicious drink, then he enjoys every sip of this drink. Now, like this person who is enjoying every sip of this drink, similarly, a lover of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he recites Quran, he recites every verse of Quran and he enjoys every verse of Quran like a sip of the delicious drink. But because we have not worked on our hearts, so that we are unable to enjoy. Like a child, he does not know what are the enjoyments of a nikah, marriage. Because he is a small child, he does not know at all. But a young man, he knows that what is the enjoyment of spending time with the wife. Similarly, because we have not worked on our heart, we are unable to enjoy our prayer, we are unable to enjoy the recitation of Quran. Now, in order to increase the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our hearts, number one, we should try to spend some time in the suhbat, khidmat, company of the mashayikh. And second, we should try to make more and more zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The more zikr we will do, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase in our heart. So these are basically the two basic points. And when this love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be increased in our heart, then we will really enjoy making namaz and reciting the Holy Quran. We will enjoy our life because then we will remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala every moment of our life. We will never forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Shaykh Hadith Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Rahmatullah Alayh, he wrote in one of his book that a person said that I once purchased a slave girl. She was very weak, very skinny. When I brought her home, she was busy in the work, household work throughout the day. When it was night time, she came to me and she asked me, "Do you need me?" I said, "No." So she made wudu and she came on musalla and she started praying. So she kept praying throughout the night. It was her schedule to be busy in the housework throughout the day, and in the night, either she used to spend time with me, and if I used to say no, then she used to be busy in praying throughout the night on musalla. I was very surprised. What type of girl she is? Always busy, always busy. Either in the khidmat of her lord, me, or in the khidmat of his actual Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, one day I was sleeping and suddenly I woke up. She had made tahajjud at that time and she was now making dua. Now she was making dua, "Oh Allah, because you love me, please do this, do this, do this." So when I listened it, I told her, "Oh girl, what you are saying? Oh Allah, because you love me, accept my dua." "No, instead you should say, oh Allah, because I love you, please accept my dua." Then she started saying, "No, no, no, I am saying truth. Oh Allah, because you love me, please accept my duas." I said, "Why you are saying this?" Then she gave a proof. She said, "Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves me, so that's why he keeps me awake throughout the night. I sit down on musalla, I remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he does not like you, that's why you sleep on the bed throughout the night." Then this girl started making dua, "Oh Allah, your love in my heart was a secret. Now this person has come to know that I am your lover. So please, I don't want to live in this world. Please take my soul, I want to come towards you." And then she just recited kalima and she died. So the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they spend their lifetime like this. They are always willing to sacrifice anything on the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It has been mentioned in the books that Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, once he was taking his goats for grazing in the meadow. So in the way, he found a person who passed by. And this person, when he was just passing by, he recited some of the sentences about the praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhana zil mulk wal malakut, Subhana zil izzati wal azmati wal haybati wal kudrati wal kibriyai wal jabarut. No, because he praised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in such a beautiful way, Ibrahim alayhi salam's heart was touched by these words. So he stopped. And he said, oh brother, you have praised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in such a beautiful way. Can you please repeat these sentences again? He said, okay, I will repeat it, but you will pay me for this. He said, okay, half of my goats, they will be yours. Please recite these sentences. So this person, he recited the sentences again. When Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, he listened these sentences, even he felt more enjoyment, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he requested for the third time, please, can you recite these sentences again? He said, what you will give me now? Ibrahim alayhi salam said, okay, the rest of the goats will also be yours, please recite them again. So he recited the same sentences again. Ibrahim alayhi salam, he enjoyed even more and he wanted to listen it again and again. He again requested, please, can you recite it one more time? He said, no one goats belongs to you now. What you will give me in view of this? Ibrahim alayhi salam said, okay, you need some person to take care of your goats. I will become your slave and take care of your goats if you recite it once more. Then this person said, Ibrahim alayhi salam, Mubarak to you. I am an angel and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent me. Go to my Khalil and praise me in front of him and see what price he pays you for my name. So if we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will be able to offer any price for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should make dua. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he taught us to make a dua. Allahumma inni as'aluka hubbaka. Ay Allah, O Allah, I ask your love from you. Please give me your love. Bless me with your love. Fill your love in my heart. So this is the something which we should ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Normally what happens? We ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, O Allah, we need a beautiful wife. We need a good job. We need a beautiful house. We need good children. We need this thing of this world and that thing of this world. But is there any time in our life that we are sitting somewhere alone and we are just connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we are crying and we are saying, O Allah, I love you from you. Please put your love in my heart. I want to become your lover in this world. Hazrat Malik ibn Dinar rahmatullah alayh, he quoted one of the story. He said that it was a very hot summer day, but I had to come out of my home for some work. It was very hot, almost 49, 50 degree centigrade temperature. And in the sun, when I was walking, I was sweating. But in the street, I found a young man who was handicapped, and he was crawling on the ground, and he was just moving. When I saw him, I greeted him and asked him that, why you are moving in the sun? He said, I want to go for Hajj. So that's why I am moving towards my destination. I told him, it's too hot. Why don't you stay at my home, make kalula, and in the night then you can travel when it will be cold. He said, Malik ibn Dinar, you walk on your feet. So for you it is easy to cover the distance. But I crawl. I move inch by inch. It takes me more time to move from one point to the other. So I don't want to stay. Maybe if I will start staying in the way, then the time of Hajj will come and I will not be able to go to Makkah Mukarma. I will not be able to reach Makkah Mukarma. Malik ibn Dinar Ramtala said that I gave him a suggestion. Okay, you stay at my home and I will arrange for some ride. I will give you a camel or a horse and you can ride the horse and you can go quickly towards your destination. Then he looked at me and he said, Malik ibn Dinar Rahmatullah, I thought you are an intelligent person. What type of suggestion you are giving to me. I said, what? He said, I am a slave and I want to see my Lord. So what suits me? Should I go crawling towards him or should I ride on the horse and go towards him? It's against the adab of a slave. I don't want to go like that. Malik ibn Dinar Rahmatullah said, I was amazed on his words, and then he kept going. Same year, I also got the chance to make Hajj. Malik ibn Dinar Rahmatullah said that when I came back from Arafat, then the first day, I threw my stone toward the devil, Ramiya Jimar. Then after Ramiya Jimar, I found few people, they were standing. So I asked them, why you are standing here? They said that there is one person and he is making dua. And his dua is so moving, so touching, that everyone is standing and listening his dua. I said, who is this person? Please give me the chance to see. He said that people gave me the way, and when I just went inside the crowd, I found the same young man, handicapped. He was sitting on the ground and he was making dua. And he was saying, oh Allah, everyone has come on some ride or on feet toward your house. I am the one who crawled and who moved inch by inch toward your house. Oh Allah, you gave me the tawfiq to make tawaf of your house. You gave me the tawfiq to make wakuf-e-arafa. And now I have threw my stone toward the devil. And it is the time to make sacrifice. Oh Allah, all of the people around me, they are wealthy people. They have resources. They will go and they will slaughter the animal, goat. But I am a poor person. I have nothing to spend. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I offer my own life on your name. Can you accept my life? So he recited these words and then recited kalima and he died then and there at that place. So those people who are the lover of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they want to even offer their life on the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are prepared to pay any price to get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are some Persian verses. I would like to recite them and then I will like to make some translation. Jaan se tan burdi wadar jaani hunuz. Oh my beloved, you have taken my soul out of my body and now you have become my life yourself. Jaan se tan burdi wadar jaani hunuz. Dard hadadi wadar maani hunuz. You have given me your pain and the remedy of this pain are only you, my beloved. Jaan se tan burdi wadar jaani hunuz. Dard hadadi wadar maani hunuz. Aashkara sinam bishkafati. Ham chunan darsi na pinhani hunuz. Oh my beloved, the arrows of your eyelashes have just opened my chest. And in this open chest, you are sitting hiding inside. Mulke dil kar di kharab aste ghinaz. Wa andari veerana sultani hunuz. And you have just cut away every statue in my heart with the sword of your love. So whom I love, this world and worldly things. So you have just broken all these statues from my heart and threw them away from my heart. And now in this wilderness, there are only you, my beloved one, who are sitting inside, who are ruling my heart, still ruling my heart. Qeemate khud har do alam kar dai nirkh bala kun ke arzani hunuz. Oh my beloved, you have told me that the cost of your encounter is that you should have no wishes of this world and the akhirah. So this is the cost of your love, cost of your encounter. Oh, this is a very small price, very cheap price. Allah, this is very cheap deal. Please increase the price of your encounter. I want to pay anything for your encounter. So those who love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they want to pay any price for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And due to this love, they remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala every single moment of their life. Our mashayikh have told, Jodam ghafil, sodam kafir. That if you spent a single moment of your life being forgetful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is as if you have spent that single moment in the state of kufr. You are not mu'min in this moment because you were forgetful from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should try to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala each moment of our life. But the condition is that we should try to clean our heart. When it will be clean, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put His love in our heart. If we go to some person and we say, please put some milk in this glass, and the glass is polluted, then that the person who is a milkman, he will not be prepared to put milk in a polluted glass. He will say, go, clean this glass, bring it to me. So if the milkman is not prepared to put milk in a polluted glass, similarly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not prepared to put His love in a polluted heart. The condition is that we should clean our heart. How to clean our heart? We should just take away all the ambitions of this world from our heart. Hazrat Majdoor Rahmatullah said, Har tamanna dil se rukhsat ho gayi. Har tamanna dil se rukhsat ho gayi. Ab to aaja, ab to khalwat ho gayi. That every single wish has been thrown away from the heart. Oh my beloved, please come on. Because there is nothing in my heart. I only want your love from you. So those people who are the lover of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are the person that on the day of judgment, they will be highly respected and they will go to the paradise without any hisab kitab, without any hisab examination. It has been mentioned in a hadith that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell the angel to announce that those who are the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I feel shy to make their hisab. Please go to the paradise without any hisab. There had been a sheikh in our area who used to write poetry in her local language. Bulle Shah Rahmatullah Alayh. So he wrote, Sare phul gulab na honde, that every flower is not a rose. Sare phul gulab na honde, kore kaagaz kitab na honde, and a paper on which nothing is, has been written. If you just bind them, it does not become a book because these are just blank pages. It cannot be a book. Kore kaagaz kitab na honde, te sare phul gulab na honde, te jekar yari laiye bulaya. And if you make friendship with someone, te yara naal hisab na honde, then a person feels shy to make hisab with his friend. So similarly, the person who will love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will feel shy on the day of judgment to take his hisab. Allah will say, okay, go without hisab towards my paradise. You are the one who used to stay awake in the night and make tahajjud. You used to do everything according to the sunnah of my beloved prophet. And you used to love me. So now I am not prepared to get your hisab. Go into the paradise without any hisab kitab. So we make dua, May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the love, give us His love, and He should fill our heart with His love. In this masjid, when I used to come in the past, there was a time when Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Yunus Rahmatullah Alayh, he was here, I could feel the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even the atmosphere on the faces of the people, in the hearts of the people. So a lover of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he spent his lifetime in such a beautiful way that he spreaded the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he transferred it from his heart to the hearts of the other people. Now we can feel still the effect of that love. He might be enjoying in paradise, in his grave. But may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to follow his life pattern and to follow the sunnah of beloved Prophet, so that we should also become a lover of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'awana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.